Girl, look, I didn't want to say it, but somebody has to, okay? And I'm saying this as your best friend, like, all out of love. Your boyfriend's an asshole. No, look, he's never around when you need him. He's always picking fights with you. And you ask him for something simple, and he bickers and pouts about it. Like, remember the time you left your purse at home and you asked him to bring it to you, and he went on and on about how he didn't want you to think he was whipped and made some bullshit excuse. Or the time your car broke down last winter, you asked him to come pick you up, he promised he'd be right there, and instead he waited an hour for the game to finish. Look, I know you think you can change him, but it's been what, 6 months? And has he improved? I didn't think so. Look, I've never had these problems with the guys I date. Maybe I could, give you some tips. Let me show you. Hey, boyfriend, come downstairs. Yes, he has a name. I just don't care. Look, what I'm about to do might seem a little weird, okay? Just remember, it's all out of love. I'm not trying to steal him away or anything, and if it saves a relationship, it was worth it, right? There you are, boyfriend. Took your sweet time getting here, didn't you? Sit down. I said, sit down. Good boy. Now, first you want to straddle him. Make yourself the only thing he's thinking about, just like this. And then undo his pants. Don't look at her, look at me. And then take his cock out. Oh, wow, excitable, isn't he? Good, that'll make this easier. So you can start on him right away, especially when he's already hard. But I like to build the anticipation first. I just take one finger and gently trace it up and down his cock. See how his eyes go wide? He doesn't know what to do. His girlfriend's best friend is toying with his cock right in front of her. He's clearly not in control of the situation, but he doesn't want to do anything that'll make me stop, so he just freezes in place. Pass me my purse, will you? Thanks. Now, there's practical advantages of keeping lube in your purse, but we're more interested in the psychological effects today. If he knows you always have lube, he knows you can give him a wet, slick hand job anytime you feel like it. Maybe he'll be driving you somewhere and you'll tell him to pull over. Maybe you'll be out at the bar and tell him to wait in the bathroom for you. Or maybe he'll just be minding his own business at home and you push him right up against the wall. It's always going to be on his mind. And he's gonna ask himself, how can I make that happen? How can I feel her soft, warm hand gliding up and down my throbbing cock? What can I do to deserve that reward? See how his eyes are watching the bottle? And as I let it pour over his cock, his heart starts racing. Try to relax, boyfriend. You want to use plenty of lube. The wetter, the better. And don't worry about making a mess. You can have him clean it up later. And that should do it. You want to start off slow and easy. Let him appreciate your hand on his cock at first. Do you like my hand stroking your shaft, boyfriend? Does it feel good? I'm going to start slow because we need to establish some rules. First, you don't come without permission. No matter how fast I stroke, no matter how much you want to, you hold back until I say. Second, you don't do anything unless I tell you. No bucking your hips, you keep your hands at your sides and keep your eyes locked with mine. Third, don't talk unless I ask you something. If you break any of the rules, this all stops immediately. I take my hand away and I get off you, leaving you messy and twitching and begging for what you can't have. But if you manage to do everything I say, I'll fuck you. You'll get a moment to recover, and then you get to find out what my tight, wet pussy feels like. Do we have a deal? Good boy. Now I'm going to take you right to the edge of coming, but you're not going to come. No matter how intense it feels, no matter how tight and fast my hand strokes you, you don't come. Understand? No, don't look at her. Look at me, right in the eyes. Understand? Good boy. Right in my eyes, baby. Let me see how close you are. You show me that desperation. Are you close? Yeah. Keep holding it. Don't come. That wasn't a question. No talking. Just hold it. Hold it. There we go. Oh, did you want to come? Well, this isn't about what you want. Do you want me to start stroking you again? First, you're going to apologize to her for the time you left her alone in a snowstorm. Not good enough. Tell her what you're sorry for. And are you ever going to do it again? Good boy. I'll bet you never thought he'd apologize for anything, did you? When you've broken him in, he'll do anything you want. You just need to push him hard enough. Now, one of my favorite ways to push a guy is moaning. Just lean right into his ear and... It doesn't matter how fake it sounds. You just need to push those buttons. Drive him insane. Just watch. See how close he's getting? Are you close, boyfriend? Are you right on the edge? Do you want to come for me? See how desperate he is? But I'm going to push him just a little more. You want to pay special attention to that magic spot right under his head, right here. Make sure he feels the soft, wet friction of your hand twisting and sliding over it. And if you want to push him, focus right on that spot. Just stroke just the head of his cock, fast and tight. And look at him, eyes closed shut, tensing his muscles, just struggling to keep himself from tipping over the edge. God, I love that look. Good boy. I think you've earned a little break. So at this point, he's a broken man. He'll do just about anything you ask, even if you hint that you'll make him come after. And you know what the best part is? He knows exactly what you're doing. He knows you're just playing my games to get what you want. And he doesn't care. As long as he thinks you'll make him come, he's all yours. How do you feel, boyfriend? A little pent up? Well, if you're a good boy, maybe I'll take care of you. Now, when you're ready to make him come, there's two things you want to keep in mind. First, he's going to come like a fucking fire hose, so watch where that thing's pointing. I like to aim right against their shirt, you know? Let him deal with his own mess. Second, you want to watch him, you know? Get to know his signals. Look for the exact point where he comes so you can learn how to stop him just short of it. The better you know him, the harder you can push him next time. You ready, boyfriends? This time, I want you to come for me. But I want you to hold that back for as long as I say. You can do that, can't you? You can hold that cum in? Even when I squeeze you tighter? Even when I stroke faster? Even when you feel like you can't take it anymore? Even when it feels like torture? That's right, hold it back. Don't think about coming all over my hands. Don't think about my tight grip pushing you closer and closer. Hold it. Be a good boy. Hold it for me. Okay, now. Come for me, honey. Shoot that fucking load all over. Show us how much you need this. Oh, fuck. You see what I mean? Good boy. Keep coming for me. Let it all out. There we go. There we go. You want to keep stroking him even when he's done. Make sure you get it all out. Just keep going until he gets sensitive. Of course, if he's done something wrong, well, you can keep going until he's learned his lesson, but we'll go easy on him. Just let your hand rest on his cock. Look him right in the eyes. Let him wonder if you'll give him more. Now, I know what you're thinking. He'll just jack off and edge himself silly, and all that control you have will be gone. But that's not the whole picture. Now, don't get me wrong, he'll try it. He'll try it a lot. But it won't take him long to realize it's just not the same. See, it's not just about making him come. It's your control that makes him feel good. Surrendering to the pleasure that you chose to give him only when he earns your approval, only when you tell him you want to see him come. And of course, it's not your soft hand wrapped around his cock. It sure as hell isn't your pussy. Speaking of which, I can actually feel him getting hard again. Are you ready to get fucked, boyfriend? Well, why don't you watch me hitch my skirt up? Push my underwear to the side and lower myself? Oh, fuck! Oh, holy shit! Is this why you haven't broken up with him? Oh. Oh, his cock is just incredible. It's that perfect spot, nice and snug, just... Oh, fuck. Well, hey, I'm happy for you. He'll be amazing when he's drained. Boyfriend, that wasn't an invitation. Hands to yourself. Hands to yourself, or this is over. Good boy. Of course, when you've got him properly trained, you can let him put his hands all over you, but we're still breaking him in. He might try to pull you into him when he's on the edge. You might not even realize it. You want him to know that you are in control. You decide what pleasure he gets. Everything he's feeling is only because you allowed it. And when he... What? Oh, God, I'm sorry. He just feels so good. Ah. Oh. Ah. Oh. Oh. I was gonna edge him some more, but I think it's my turn to go. What about you, boyfriend? Are you ready to come? I don't remember saying you get to come. This is really more about me. What will you do if I let you come? Will you stop picking fights with your girlfriend? Oh, yes you do. That's a lie, sweetie. And liars don't get to come inside me. That's better. You've been such a good boy for me. I'll tell you what. I want you to put your fingers on my clit, and when you make me come, I'll give you permission to come. Understand? Oh, fuck. Oh, I'll bet he never... Fuck. Never touched you like this, did he? Oh, and see? Oh, fuck. What happens when... you give him a little incentive? Oh, shit. Oh, okay, that's... Good boy. I'm almost there. Make me come, just like that, okay? Just... Oh, fuck. Oh, okay. Okay, ready? You ready? Oof. Oh. 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 Mmm. Oh. 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 Oh, come for me. Pump that fucking load deep inside me. Oh. Oh. Fuck. See, that's what I'm talking about. Well, let me know if you want me to show you again. I won't mind. Yeah, I'll get off him in a minute. Just hang on. God, my legs won't stop shaking. I'm just leaking all over him. See that, boyfriend? See what happens when you do what you're told? Okay, help me get off you. Well, go on. Go clean yourself up. And that is how you get your asshole of a boyfriend to shape up.